Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio, I hope, here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, the last day of August.
What happened to this month?
Christina, it's her fault. She took full authority on this. She took 50%. Liam took the other 50% for letting the summer get away from us.
Yesterday was July 31st, and then boom.
No, yesterday,
here we are.
Yesterday was Halloween. Yes, ma'am?
You see how unresponsible we are?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Hey, 7:05 in the morning, and news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Trish is here. Of course, it's Thursday. Hey, already, Trish and I managed to confuse ourselves totally.
We have absolutely no idea what's going on this morning, but it's going to be a great morning.
I know what was going on. I just couldn't. I couldn't speak well enough, so either one of us understood.
It was clear in his mind. Now we know where we're going, and it's 65 degrees in downtown Reading.
Gosh, can you believe this weather?
I'm loving it.
I mean, today 94.
I know.
Yeah.
You can't complain, really, about the weather that we've had for this year. We had a beautiful spring. Best spring we've had in I don't know when.
We had rain. We had a season.
We had beautiful, beautiful coming into that. And the summer, yeah, we've had our hot, but it is out the county. But it has days after days. You get a break and a little
and
bit down.
And at night it's going down to the 70s. I mean, it gives you respite there.
I know. Yeah, it's been a wonderful year so far, and I just know it's going to continue into a nice, beautiful fall, which is my favorite time of year. We're looking for a high today of 91. And tomorrow and this evening it's going to be go down. Boy, this is a strange low of 64. And on Friday, we're looking for a high of
77.
65, this says.
Oh, 65.
On Friday, it says 65 and a low of 60, so it's not changing. But we're going to have some showers.
Yes.
And then on Saturday, a chance of showers and a high of 75 on Saturday night. 60 on Sunday, 63 degrees and a low of 61.
Look.
Next week,
it warms up.
And then Labor Day, 88.
Perfect day, 88. Perfect.
Absolutely.
No rain.
It's going to be lovely, sunny, and a low of 63 that night. And then on Tuesday, a high of 91 and a low of 64. Wow. It's all over the place, but I'm loving those cool mornings. Weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay, let me tell you. Before I forget, I was going to talk about it yesterday. Well, yesterday we had on Jason Miller from Lucky Miller's.
Yes.
Totally flood. Phones were flooding.
Yeah.
People are so much on about crime and everything. So what happened last night? Fields Jewelers. It says suspected break-in. Well, the window was broken in and one of the display cases. So maybe they didn't get in. Maybe they just broke things from afar. But there you go. Fields Jewelers.
Well, and you know, a lot of this, and I heard this yesterday when you were speaking about it, a lot of it they don't actually get much. It's just vandalism.
It's destruction.
And the total, they have no respect for anything that doesn't belong to them.
Well, Linda, you know, was in the Pilates class, you know, before she knew Jason was coming on. And so they were talking about that because her Pilates class is down in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And then yesterday, after the show, she was in Pilates class and they were talking about it.
I go to my chiropractor down there and it's the topic of conversation throughout that entire.
It's enough, people.
People? Well, they've just had it.
Let's get the jail open. Let's get the floor open. Let's come up with some plans. How about this? How about a no camping ordinance and you enforce it? Chico did it.
Anderson does it.
Anderson does it.
Yeah. Okay. On that one note, I just want to throw out that, you know, this conversation about the Anderson Police Department saying, you know, the police chief saying that he's not willing to put his people in the jail.
Right.
So I understand he has agreed to help with patrol.
Oh, no. He offered that.
Absolutely.
He says, I'll cover that area down.
But I want to also remind the rest of the county that the city of Anderson did tax itself. The citizens
That's
of
right.
Anderson said, we want this cleaned up, and
That's
we
right.
are willing to pay for it.
Yep.
Because we were having the same kind of camping problems,
yep.
the same kind of issues with our parking lots. Not to the extent, because we're smaller,
no,
and
I
we just, don't have a jail here.
That's right, and there lies the problem.
But the city of Redding is the county seat, and that's where the jail is.
That's right.
And I will also remind them that we tried to do some other things about not having all of that, but they don't want to play. They want it all right here in Redding. They want the courthouse. They want the jail. They want everything right here. Okay. We're willing to play, and we're willing to help. But you can make those ordinances pass, and you can make them stick.
You can. And you know what? It's going to be rough, and it's going to be people squealing, but you can move people around.
You're darn right. You keep them moving, and they get tired, and they go someplace else. And if it's to another county, so be it.
So be it. Now, let me tell you a horror story. I got two of them, really. But one, this is for people that travel north. I have friends that went on a hunting trip to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
When they got to the border, you know, they give them their passports and they do a background check. A gentleman there, I think he's like 72, had a DUI when he was 20 and when he was 21. Over 50 years ago, he has built a company and a business well enough that he could spend tens of thousands of dollars on this trip. I'm talking tens of thousands of dollars on this trip. Could not get into Canada because he had those two DUIs. My friends, if you're planning a vacation to Canada and you had a DUI anywhere in your past, and if it's in the past 10 years, forget it. But if it was over that, you have to apply through the Canadian government to become a temporary citizen or get that forgiven.
Mm.
But it's paperwork. You can't get it done that day. You can't get it done the week before. They had to turn around from the Canadian border, drive him back where he could catch a flight back home. And
wow.
that whole trip is gone for him because of something that happened 50 years ago, over 50 years ago.
You know, the Canadian border is not a piece of cake. The first time Bob and I went into Canada with the RV, I had a big fifth wheel, and I will point out that on the back of the truck, Bob had a Russia's Right sticker, okay?
Russia's Right.
Remember, once you
have that one, it's has a little sign that says, kick me.
Yeah, it says, Rush is right. Okay. They pulled us over. They asked us, did we have any guns on board? We said, no, we did not. And we did not. We did not have any guns. And they said, do you own guns? And Bob said, yeah, I own guns. I'm an American. Of course I own guns. Do you have any with you? No, I don't have any with me. I'm not allowed to bring them into Canada. We had this conversation. Then they wrote a note and handed it to him, said, you take this, the guy over there says he says he doesn't have any guns. They tore our rig apart looking for guns. We were there for 3.5 hours while they went through that fifth wheel, stem to stern, looking for a gun.
No, well, see, the answer when you go to Canada is, do you own guns? No, I don't think anybody should own guns. That's all you need to say.
Well, yeah, but...
But then you have the rush sticker. It's kind of hard.
Well, that and we determined that that was probably the whole thing, but yeah. that was an experience, and I have to say, I'm sure the statute of limitations is run on this, because you also can't take over a quart of alcohol into
Oh.
Canada. Okay. So at the time, Bob was drinking vodka grapefruit. So and we were going to be there for like a month, you know. And so he had taken grapefruit juice and pre-mixed. And we had a whole case of grapefruit juice, glass jars of grapefruit juice sitting there, fully mixed. and they didn't even question the fact they were all open.
Well, you know, Canadians. Well, here's
the, I'm sorry, it was
a DUI in Canada is a felony. They changed it to a felony, and that's why.
Well, that's that's the point.
That's it. If you've got a felony on your record, and so this does not say a DUI. It's, you know, something 50 years ago, and you plan on going to Canada. You need to get that handled beforehand. I just want to let people know about it. Okay, we got to take a break. When we come back, Clint Curtis is going to be with us. They're going to tell us how they can hack into election machines. Okay? We'll be right back.
The other funny part of that whole thing.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Thank you to all our amazing guests for voting us Best in the North State 2022 in multiple categories. We couldn't have done it without you. Voted Best Casino, Best Employer of over 500 employees, and Best Place to Dance for the 2022 Best of the North State Awards. Come down and join us for all the fun and exciting events and promotions we have going on in 2023. After 30 years, we're still the one. For more information on all upcoming events, see WinRiver.com.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Summer travel is tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or pollen, sap and baked-in grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand-scrub pre-clean and a personal towel-dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Welcome back to 3-5 Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Today, Is that us? Okay. Today is the 31st, the last day of August, 7:19 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Been in business 16 years, and, you know, they are a local bank, local board of directors. They have four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, and the newest branch down in Anderson, that growing town down south from us.
Easy to do business.
They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We're here with Clint Curtis. Good morning, Clint.
Yeah. How you doing, sir?
Okay. They didn't see that nod. With Holly Kessler. Good morning, Holly.
Good morning.
Y'all.
Y'all.
And yes. Beth Beasel. Hi, Beth.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay. She's working to turn that on. We'll have you on in a second. And we're talking elections and the ability to change elections through nefarious processes.
What these people are going to be speaking this evening at a town hall that Chairman Jones is having at the Holiday Inn, and they're going to be talking about
the Holiday Inn?
The Holiday Inn on Hilltop, yes. At the gates open at 5, and it starts at 6:00.
So we're giving you kind of a early morning start.
Build a crowd.
Okay.
Get those people that don't know about this and already believe it to come and listen to the other side.
That don't believe it.
That don't believe it. Look, those of you who don't believe it, come and listen.
Yep.
Come and learn something instead of just having your mind made up.
Okay. Clint, tell us a little bit about you first so people know who you are and where you're coming from.
Okay, well, right now I am an attorney out of Orlando, but how I got involved with all of this was a little more it's different. I was a programmer back then, a prototyper, worked for all the big companies, NASA, DOD, DOT, all the big guys, right? And we had a fella come in. He was Speaker of the Florida House. He was Jeb Bush's running mate the first time he ran. He was a heavily connected Republican. And he came into the business because he was also our chief lobbyist. You can do that in Florida, believe it or not. And our corporate attorney. And so he came in and he requested the prototyping for electronic voting machines. This is for any electronic voting machines. So I can write that. I can write anything. And so, but as part of that request, it wasn't just write it so it works. It was write it so it works and we can also cheat it. So at before it was,
and this was a request of Jeb, somebody that worked for Jeb Bush.
It's not just write the program on how an election, a digital or electronic voting machine can work, but then how to hack it.
Yes, how to hack it. Before the first voting machine ever came out, hacking was on the table.
I understand this because if you build a system, tell me how you can break the system.
Right.
Okay. Now,
right. That's what I thought.
That's what I would, I would think that back in those kinder, gentler days. But go on.
So, you know, I built it. It's easy. There's nothing to it because an electronic voting machine, basically you control the screen or you control the scanner, and it should be, if a candidate gets a new vote, you take the vote that's in the database, which is the vote he had, you add one to it, and you replace the database total with that new total. That should be the start and end of it, right?
Like an electric abacus.
Yes.
Okay.
It's basically a computerized calculator. It should only add one. But they wanted so you could hack it. Well, of course, there's a billion ways to hack it. You can hack it in the code. You can hack it on the chipset. You can hack it through the network. Any place you want to hack it. Because computers, even though they can work, they can also work against you. Because if you don't monitor them, and you can't with electronic voting machines, because there's no way to keep up with them the way it's set up. So there's no way to actually monitor a computer. So you cannot ever let computers count your votes. Because they will cheat you and someone will find a way to hack them. And essentially, so I built this, told them this, handed in, and said, here you go, this is why you don't use it. And they said, well, we're not actually trying to stop computer voting. We're trying to use this down in West Palm Beach. So, very blatant. You know, it was out there. So, of course, having some ethical, value, told everybody in the world, because I didn't really think that they were going to let the Republicans put in this electronic voting machine and the Democrats are going to sit there and say, sure, no problem. You know, because anybody with a brain knows that you can make a computer do whatever you want it to do.
Yeah, whatever you, however it's programmed is what it's going to do.
How you program is what you're going to do. And if you're another guy underneath, you can hack in a million ways to get it and make it programmed differently. So even if the program was correct and didn't have any hacks built in, there's still other programs that can come in and hack it.
And kids in high school can hack computers.
Right.
It's not a big deal.
It's not right. Tough. And, you know, if you ever, you know, had a computer, then you know you probably had a virus once in a while, right? All the virus has to do is just lay low and not do anything until you want to flip a vote, want to flip an election. It's real simple. Occasionally, we will be told that the computers are not on the Internet. They don't connect to the Internet. That is a fallacy. That is not real.
You don't need to be plugged in to hook to the Internet.
They don't need to be plugged in. They do not at all. In fact, what we did back in the old days is we would actually program this. So if you plugged in at the wall, you automatically had a network connection because we just networked through the house wiring. Or you could use the house wiring as an antenna, and you could actually send a wireless connection out because you had a 500-foot with a wire antenna. So there's no way to keep a computer completely clean. It's not even possible.
Well, and everything we have now is wireless. I mean, I can walk in and print off anybody's machine.
Yes.
With my iPhone. I mean, it shouldn't be hard to understand.
Right.
That it's pretty easy to hack without it being plugged in.
Right. There's a zillion.
It could be programmed to do something in advance.
Right. There's a zillion different protocols. So, you know, you can have Bluetooth. You can have wireless. You can have wired networks. You can have paths that people don't even know about right now, but it's out there.
Because that was one of the things I heard. You know, they're standalones, and they're, you know, hooked up just to the wall for electricity. But then, as I've learned, that, you know, that hookup is another connection.
That hookup is a connection. In fact, yeah. You turn on, it's a connection. Right now, a lot of counties are signing agreements with DHS. Department of Homeland Security, which essentially gives them full control of their systems.
DHS?
Yes.
Department of Homeland Security, yeah.
The DHS, working through a cellular network. When you sign up, DHS will put a little sticker on all of your equipment. As part of the contract, you sign over, you say basically they have free rein to do anything they want on that equipment. Update, change it, turn it off, turn it on, whatever they want to do, they own it. But they're giving you security for free.
If you agree to it.
But they are.
Yeah.
They are. Because it's free. The government is giving you this to help secure your system. Russia does that, too. They secure their systems by letting the government take control of them.
Yeah. The government is our friend. The fact is when this thing first started, and you wrote the programs for it for West Palm Beach.
Right.
And they also want to know how to hack it. Was that because they wanted to hack into it?
Yes. They wanted to make it so that
this is the Republicans down there.
Yes.
This is
Republicans.
Jeff Bush.
Yeah.
At the time. But, you know, they're Republicans and they're Republicans.
Well, and somebody asked this question, and I've heard this. Your political persuasion.
I'm a Democrat.
Is a Democrat.
I'm a Democrat.
That's right.
But to tell you something about the Democrats is when I started telling what was going on with the Republicans, I went to the DCCC, Democratic Congressional Committee. I went to them and was talking to them about it. And you would think, you know, when you told somebody, well, the system's out there and it can be hacked and we have this code in there that's already setting it up so you can pick everything 5149. And if you notice, the first couple of elections after that were all decided 5149. They didn't even change the decimal point. That's how stupid it was. Because it's going back to 2000. So 2002, 2004, onward. No election has been worth squat. You can't trust any of them. And they're not going to change every race, but they'll change the race they want to. They select the people they want to. It's not like they coordinate it. You know, the whole Russia investigation? Trump got down with Putin and decided, well, do this. Probably didn't happen that way, right? Countries decide how they want to do it, and they're going to do it. They're not going to clear it with anybody.
So it could be a group within a state,
right,
that not necessarily affiliated with a party.
Correct.
That just says, you know what, we're going to take this district.
Yes.
Over.
And we're going to take control of the country, and we're going to keep it fighting with each other and get it balanced to some degree. And, you know, it's just bad. But anyway, I was talking with the DCCC, and I told them about it. You would think they'd say, that's terrible. We need to work on this. We need to get rid of this. Something's wrong, right? The comment that first came out of the guy's mouth was, why didn't we think of that first? So there's really no ethics when you get to a certain level of political
party. That's
a good
time to take a break. Okay, we got to take a quick break here. Clint's going to be with us till 8 o'clock, and as well others, and we're going to be talking. Other speakers here from other states are going to be talking about what's going on also. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, right off of, it's at 2525, Hilltop Drive. It's a great jewelry store. It's locally owned, locally operated. The only full service jewelry store in Redding, the only watch repairman in the whole northern area of our state. Great selection, great prices, and really super fine people down there. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
What's more disappointing than wanting a fresh cup of coffee and ending up purchasing the bottom of the pot? At Kent's Week to Groceries, they've solved that problem with their new bean-to-cup freshly brewed coffee. Hot or cold, any time of the day. It's freshly ground and brewed on demand to your preference. Just one of the many specialty items available every day at Kent's Meats and Kathy's Deli, where you'll find USDA choice meats, fresh produce, snack sticks, sandwiches, salads, side dishes, and so much more every day of the week. Served up with old-fashioned friendly service second to none. At Kent's Meats and Grocery in Kathy's Deli, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., 7 days a week, 1 mile south of the Redding Airport.
Today is opening day of the 105th annual Intermountain Fair on A Street in MacArthur. In celebration, admission is free today only. This year's theme is Stars and Stripes and Fair Delight. Gates open at noon and the carnival closes tonight at 10. Come check out the delicious food and vendor booth, exhibit, and the Miss Intermountain Fair Scholarship Competition, which starts tonight at 8 at Ingram Hall. Tomorrow's events will feature live music from the Billies at 2, 4, and 6 p.m. at Lila's Gazebo. And the Enduro races start at 7. The main event this Labor Day weekend is Jared Hovis live in concert Saturday night at the Bob Thompson Arena. Gates open at 6 p.m. The show starts at 7. Tomorrow is Senior Day. Seniors 62 and older get in free. Saturday is Kids Day when kids 12 and under get in free. And kids 5 and under get in free daily at the 105th Annual Intermountain Fair in MacArthur. Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. Summer travel is tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or pollen, sap and baked in grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Are Shasta County elections safe from hacking? Hi, this is Chairman Jones of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors, inviting you to my second town hall meeting, August 31st, 6 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive, Reading, with special guest Clint Curtis, a computer programmer who testified before Congress that he created a program to change the results of an election and not be detected. This event is open to the public and free. Chairman Jones Town Hall Meeting, August 31st, 6 p.m., Holiday Inn on Hilltop Drive, Reading, California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Gold Leaf Nursery. It's open. It carries a large selection of water-wise, drought-tolerant shrubs and trees. Open Tuesday through Saturday. They're having they have sales all the time, but this local one of our recent one of crepe myrtles, dwarf size. I think I can say that. Semi-dwarf and full size to choose from. That's Gold Leaf Nursery, located at 6186 Churn Creek Road, about a half mile from the airport road. We're here with Clint Curtis, Holly Kessler, and Beth Beasel. Clint has been traveling throughout the United States. And the background on this, he was a computer programmer, a coder, and the Republican Party, not the Republican Party, but a member of the Republican Party that was high up in the Republican Party in Florida said, hey, can you build the code for this for an election machine, for electronic voting machine, and can you hack it? How can you change votes in it? And Clint said, yeah, we can do that. That's easy. But then Clint goes, but that's not right. And ended up going to the Democrats and tell them about it. And their first comment was, why didn't we think of this? So, and you're kind of like on a quest just to let people know that there is things to worry about, that the machine does not have to be plugged in to a internet. It doesn't have to be, it can be hacked from a van parked 100 yards away, or, as Beth pointed out, in another country, if they can get into it. Okay. What is the argument against this that says, no, that can't happen? I mean, frankly, if it's a computer, right, and it's got money associated with it, which elections do, anything can be corrupted.
Anything can be corrupted, and usually is. You have to really watch it. With computers, you not only corrupt it, you can hide the corruption so easily that it makes it almost bad not to hack it, because it's just so easy. You know, that's why all these other countries are always hacking into us.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes you get caught, like the Russians got caught a lot between 2015 and 2019. That doesn't mean they weren't hacking before or they're not hacking after. That just means they got caught because they were doing it bad that particular cycle. But they're not the only ones. China does it. I'm sure we do it. Everybody does it. If you can get in and you can put your thumb on the screen or the scale and get the person you want in there that you think will provide you the best result, and you could be wrong, but, you know, at least you can put your thumb on the scale. That's a lot cheaper to use cyber attacks than it is to use tanks and bombs and all that sort of thing. And people walk around and go, well, okay, we lost that election.
Well, because we in this country have been so – we've had hundred years of – over 100 years of free elections. You you didn't worry that when you came in and you put your ballot in that it wasn't going to be counted.
Well, more but, like 80 years, because for the last 20 years...
Every election has been challenged, and somebody said
every election has been challenged, because every election has been bad. All the stuff that happened in 2020, who thinks 2020 was correct? You? Anybody?
Oh, no.
Okay. The stuff happened in 2020. We thought 2016.
Well, they just didn't pack it enough. They didn't
same
count
problem
on
in 2016.
Trump. Yeah, they didn't count on Trump getting that
and
many
2012
votes.
And 2012 and 2008, they were all bad. Well, last guy in wins, remember. So
well, there you go.
If I hacked it for Trump in 2016 and Beth comes in and hacks it for, you know, who won?
Biden.
Biden. For Biden, 5 minutes after, she wins. Because her hack wins. Last guy in wins, depending on what you're doing.
It's like a silent auction.
Yeah, it's an auction.
They hover. Oh, they hover in at 759.50. You know. Okay.
And from perspective of, do you trust it? Well, most people don't. The AP, which is not really, you know, it doesn't really put out a lot of information that's essentially left-leaning or right-leaning. It showed that most Democrats do not trust the system. Most Republicans do not trust the system. But you know who trusts it least? Independents. Only like 10% trust the actual elections to be secure. And yet we are forced to vote on these machines because people will not give us our elections back. I call them the tyrant class. You know, well, I believe in the machines, and therefore that's what it's going to be.
But if that many people don't believe in the machines, how do they continue to control what?
Even when I go in on election day, and I go in every election day, I don't mail them in, I don't do anything. I mark my ballots, but they still go into a machine.
They go in the machine, so you are mostly wasting your time. But the Russians go and vote. I have a lot of Russian friends, and they go and vote, and they know the election is garbage because they don't get to count it. The state counts it, hides it away from you. There's really no free elections in Russia. They just pick and choose who they want, and that's the way it works. But they still go vote because they're told to and they're supposed to, but they know it's garbage. The only difference between our elections and Russian elections is we're not completely sure it's garbage yet. We still have people who are confused, and some of them think it's good. So we have the same system Russia has. So we don't have a democracy. We don't have a republic. We don't really have anything because we don't believe in it, and we're given a system that we'll never believe in.
Is there empirical evidence, undeniable evidence this has happened?
Yes, there's lots of evidence.
Give me some.
In 2020, in 2016, all the way back, you will find the evidence all the way back there. I actually did the election challenge against Trump in 2016. I sent in a 500-page information on what was wrong and what showed up differently and, you know, why the stats don't end. But we actually have some slides. I don't think they'll work on radio.
No.
Which actually will show they were taking in 2022. So it's still going on. 2022 at 8:23 p.m. I'll be showing them tonight. Anybody wants to see them? 8:23 p.m. in eight different counties, the Democrat and the Independent had the exact same number of votes in that county at 8:23 p.m. in every county at exactly that time. How can that ever happen? It can't. That's an adjustment in the computer, balancing down and putting up, and somebody caught that screenshot of all those counties, and there you are. I mean, that's more evidence than all the statistics, which also shows as bad, all the numbers, because the numbers add up, never add up. You know, I've got more voters than I got votes, or I've got 120% turnout in a particular precinct, which is pretty impressive that 120% turned out, because that's impossible, right?
Yeah, we've got all through the last election, they've been able to show that more people voted than actually live in a community.
Right.
Repeatedly, and everybody just goes, well, don't worry about
it. Yeah, isn't that nice of them?
And this isn't like they're swinging 100,000 votes.
Oh, no, you don't need to do that.
You don't need to do that. And just like you said, I think you said it on the air, but I don't know if it was in between. You only have to make a 2 or 3% change.
Yes.
On both sides.
On both sides.
And then your candidate wins.
And your candidate wins. And you make it incrementally. You make a little change in the Democratic, so you take a little bit away if you're trying to get a Republican voting. You make a little change in the Republicans, so you reduce the Democrats in that. But the change doesn't need to be much. It needs to be very small. And some precincts where it's hard line and you know exactly what numbers are going to be, you just don't touch it. Because computers can do this. This is just math. And computers do math really well. So as they see those votes come in, they know how to adjust. So it's really easy to do. Access is essentially nonsensical. You can hack anything.
So if you've got a real strong Democratic precinct, as you do in Washington, D.C., there's no use even getting into that because there's no way you're going to flip that.
Well, you may not flip it, but you can still adjust it downward. And you can incrementally adjust it downward until you can get the numbers close enough where you can actually see a blue area go red or a red area go blue. Even though the numbers don't represent with the wild card, the independent voters, you can make them look like they're voting a particular way.
Okay.
Although generally, if you've ever walked a precinct, I've never did it before, you will find that the same percentage in that precinct of Democrat-Republican is the makeup of the independents. They almost break exactly the same. So they're usually a non-factor because where they live and the people they talk to and interact with is how they are.
So if they're an independent, they're going to, depending on where they live, they're going to vote that way.
They're going to vote that way.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. That makes sense. Hey, got to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about, so how do we fix this?
Let's hear it from the ladies.
Oh, yeah. Well, yes, I need to do that, too. So we'll bring on Holly and Beth, too. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Come join us for a night of dinner and auction. Shasta County Republicans present Denim and Diamonds Fundraising Dinner, supporting Republican candidates at the county, state, and national level. Catered by Fat Daddy Barbecue, fantastic prizes, guns, drawings, and games. Featured speaker to be announced Saturday, September 9th. Reading Senior Center doors open at 4 p.m. Tickets can be purchased at ShastaGOP.org or call 530-356-6429.
Summer travel is tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or pollen, sap and baked-in grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand-scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
At Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, we serve great food and drinks at affordable prices with friendly service. Open 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From our homemade soups, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh. And we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Daily specials and prime rib any time of the day. Meet your friends at Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, where Pine Street meets Cypress Avenue.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio. It's the KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trace Larkin and Carl Bach. Today we're talking election interference. And we have Clint Curtis, nationally known individual who wrote the original programming for the Dominion machines.
For the electronic voting machines.
We were diebold back then.
And and also how to hack it at the same time. And also Holly Kessler from Georgia and Beth Beasel from Texas. We're going to talk to Beth first and then Holly. And then we're going to hold them over probably after the 8 o'clock hour for about another 10 minutes because we're going to talk about the solution to this. But, Beth, you just told me a incredible story that happened to you in your precinct. And you are
I'm an election judge.
An election judge. Okay. So what happened?
Okay, I'm in Dallas County, Texas, election judge for 12 plus years. And in the 2022 midterm election, about 6:40 p.m. in the evening, my clerk started hollering at me, calling me over, saying, Beth, what in the world is going on with our poll books? And I looked. The vote roster, which is the written record of the voters that checked in, up until 6:40, matched the number of check-in records on our poll books that
now,
are electronic.
Now, when people come in, you put them onto a Windows or something, but then you write their names down so that they match, so that you know that if John Smith came in, here's John Smith. Mm-hmm. So you keep a record of that so they match.
That's right.
That makes
sense. And our election administrator told me the reason we keep that written record is because he does not trust the electronic poll books.
Okay.
So there's an honest answer.
Yeah.
He doesn't trust electronic poll books, and for good reason, because at 6:40 p.m. in the evening, the records of voter check-ins on the electronic poll book started escalating with no voters in my polling place. So our numbers matched on the electronic poll book and the vote roster, which is a written record, up until 6:40 p.m., and then the electronic poll book numbers start escalating, showing names of voters who weren't checking in to vote. And our numbers went up over 4,000.
And so their numbers, their names came up, and their the numbers came up, and then they voted. That name voted?
Well, we don't know. This is the thing. We don't know.
They didn't come in there and vote. They voted someplace, but not in your precinct
where they
signed in.
That's right. And I said, unplug it. Well, there's battery backup on the poll book, so even when we unplugged it, the voter records kept escalating. No new voters in the polling place. It's late in the day. The escalation did not stop until I turned my Wi-Fi router off. Yes, we are on the Wi-Fi. I turn my Wi-Fi router off, and, of course, then nothing could come into the poll books that I know of. Screen goes blank.
So this, you don't know if they were voting. It's just that their names were being added.
Well,
they clearly weren't voting, Carl.
But if their names were being added, if their names are being added, they're voting somewhere.
Somewhere. So there are theories, and if you're going to cheat an election, and Clint would know this, you're going to have the same number of voters as votes. So if you want to inject votes, you're going to have to inject voters. And let me say it another way. If you're going to inject fake votes, fraudulent votes, then you're going to have to inject fraudulent voter names. So that's a theory. We can't prove it. But back to Clint's point, you can't trust the election when your vote roster, your voter names escalate and they're not in the polling place. There's no record of there's no written record of their having showed up to cast a vote. And then, by the way, on my tabulator, that is a machine tabulator where people put their live ballots in, that says one number in my case, 2,463, but my check-in records on the electronic poll book said over 6,000 and something. So I didn't have a reconciliation, didn't have a match. Now, I want to be quick to say, the vendor was very quick to come out with a statement to explain in their words why this happened. And it had to do with uploads and downloads and bandwidth and this and the other, which if they were telling the truth, then you would automatically say, well, you just sold us inferior equipment because you couldn't handle the traffic. But there are reasons I won't go into it. It gets into the weeds.
Was anything done about it? Did it change?
I'll tell you what was done about it. A bunch of people signed affidavits, and it wasn't just my polling place or vote location. There were seven or eight in Dallas County. We all came in, filed affidavits. While we're filing our affidavits, giving it to our party, which is the Republican Party of Texas, they handed over to the Secretary of State, the vendor, and the election administrator, and the actual Secretary of State are putting out statements of their explanations, which don't hold water. We have our statements to say this is what happened. We are eyewitnesses. And then nothing happened. Nothing happened. So to your question, Carl, when you're asking, well, do you have any evidence? Holly has stories, and you can
tell
yours.
We're going to go to Holly. Yeah.
But we have provided ample evidence, and I can tell you more stories just like that of evidence of outside intruders getting into databases, changing things, and getting back in and changing things again. But evidence really doesn't make a difference. Right, Clint?
It doesn't make any difference at all. People ignore it and have for 20 years.
Yeah. Well, and they keep saying that this has been adjudicated, but it really had gone to a court and been adjudicated.
No. The evidence has never been seen in court. All the court cases, you know, this have been thrown out.
They don't have standing, this, that, the other, but it's never been adjudicated.
Okay. Let's go to Holly. Holly's from Georgia. So tell us your stories, Holly, or tell us your thoughts. I got 5 minutes here.
Okay. I'll make it super quick. So we have the same issues in Georgia that Beth is talking about. We see it in the voter rolls, the rise and fall. You know, they're stacking voters. They're doing it right now, as a matter of fact. RSOS just sent out precinct cards. We've got duplicate precinct cards. We've got dead voter registered precinct cards. So we've just put out a call to action for all of our county election boards, which y'all can do this in California. Because I'm going to tell you, everything that goes on in Georgia and Texas, it happens in every single state. So she talked about the voter rolls. Get your people that are listening, check with their counties, make sure they don't have duplicates, dead registered precinct cards going out. But she had talked about the voter rolls in Spalding County recently. We just had an issue. Well, I say recently, it was about a year ago. The SOS just opened up the investigation, recently. But you know, you go in and you have the poll pad. You go in, register to vote, you know, not register, but sign in. Then you go over for Georgia. For us, we go to what's called a BMD, a ballot marking device. So we have a screen, a touch screen, you know, and we're making our selections. And in Spalding County, it's connected to a printer, so it prints out your ballot. They say it's a paper ballot. That's not. It's actually a paper receipt coming from the BMD. But it prints out the ballot. And in Spalding County, it printed out a ballot on top of what appeared to be a sheet of notebook paper. Same paper, same everything. A setting was changed in the BMD, printed what appeared to be a notebook paper with a ballot on top of it. Then it went and was scanned into the scanner, and it threw off the precinct numbers. So they went back and did a hand recount in the precinct, and that's how they found the sheet of notebook paper. Filed a complaint with the SOS. Another example, DeKalb County last year, Michelle Long Spears. She was running a commissioner's race, and her husband in her precinct had zero votes. A Democrat had zero votes, and she demanded a hand recount and ended up coming back. She was in third place, but ended up coming back and winning her race. And I bring up that she's a Democrat, you know, the same way that he said he was a Democrat. You know, I'm a Republican. So that's another big thing people need to understand. This is nonpartisan. It's both sides. It's nonpartisan.
So after she demanded, because she got zero votes, because mm-hmm. somebody...
In her own precinct. Yeah, so, that's pretty hard to do.
And
yeah,
so
she knows she voted for herself. Right, she knows she voted for herself. And her husband, too.
Yeah, so she had at least two. So, okay. This is happening listening to y'all, obviously, all over the country.
And all over the world.
Well, I'm talking, well, frankly, all of, that's all I care about is what's happening in my country right now. That we're going to break for the news here in a minute. But when we come back, is the only answer is to do totally away with the machines?
Yes.
And go back to,
yes, absolutely.
And go back to hand counting.
Yes,
now,
absolutely.
The state of California, as you've probably heard, has passed a law that says you can't hand, or want to pass a law that says you can't hand count votes if you've got a county or a race over 12,000 people or something like this. Does that mean it effectively takes it away from the people?
Well, it does. But what we're going to do when we're done with the, we're talking about the solution later,
yeah,
what we're going to show people is that you can hand count accurately, quicker, just
cheaper,
better.
Mm-hmm.
And 100% trustworthy because everything's under camera. And when we're done, I'll go down and I'll talk with the governor. I'll talk with the Secretary of State. I spoke with the governor 2010. He was running for lieutenant governor then about this, and he was very much on board.
Okay. All right. We're going to break for the news, and we'll be right back. We're holding them over for about another 15 minutes.
Could make some waves along the Outer Banks.
Because of the strong winds over eastern North Carolina, there is a chance of storm surge flooding in parts of Pamlico and Albemarle Sounds due to those winds piling water up on the backside of the Outer Banks.
The storm left hundreds of thousands without power across Florida, parts of Georgia, and the Carolinas. Florida's Big Bend got the worst of it, and today the FEMA chief is checking out the storm damage.
FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell says President Biden dispatched her to Florida to meet with Governor Ron DeSantis.
To do assessments and see firsthand what the impacts from this storm are, and I can be able to report back to the president exactly what I see.
Criswell says Idalia was the strongest storm to make landfall along Florida's Big Bend coastline in more than a century.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston, there were two fatalities and weather-related car accidents in Florida, and a Georgia man was killed by a falling tree. An inflation gauge that is watched closely by the Federal Reserve remained subdued last month, although prices do continue to rise.
The Commerce Department reports prices rose just 0.2% from June to July, the third straight modest increase. Compared with a year earlier, prices rose 3.3% in July, up from a 3% annual increase in June. The year-over-year figure is down sharply from the 7% peak it reached a year ago, though still above the Fed's 2% inflation target.
And that's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow is up 87 points, the Nasdaq Composite Index ahead 63 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-345-2789. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-345-2789. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-345-2789. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-345-2789. 800-345-2789 or BigLou.com.
The world's second largest economy continues to struggle, which is not good news for China or for the many countries it trades with.
Hours after the country's largest private property developer, Country Garden, announced losses of $6.7 billion in the first half of the year, the latest Chinese manufacturing figures showed a fifth straight month of decline. Unemployment and a slump in consumer spendings led to rising pressures on Beijing to announce significant economic reforms or to introduce a large stimulus package.
The BBC's Celia Hatton. New numbers show annual inflation holding steady in Europe this month. Food prices raced ahead of falling fuel prices. But there was no clarity about whether the European Central Bank can pause its record series of interest rate hikes. The consumer price index for the Eurozone countries unchanged at 5.3% from July's reading. News and analysis, townhall.com. Attorneys general from 14 states backing calls for compensation for those sickened by radiation exposure during nuclear weapons tests decades ago.
New Mexico's attorney general and Democratic AGs from 13 other states have sent a letter to congressional leaders saying it's time for the federal government to give back to those who sacrificed so much. A reference to the estimated 500,000 people who lived within a 150-mile radius of where the world's first atomic bomb was tested, in New Mexico in 1945. It also points to thousands in Idaho, Colorado, Nevada, Utah, Arizona, Montana, and Guam who are currently not eligible under the existing compensation program. I'm Ben Thomas.
The National Weather Service warning that gusty winds and low humidity are raising the risk of wildfires. Could spread rapidly on each of the Hawaiian Islands. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the stations of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We also are streaming live all over the world at KCNR1460.com. And we archive all of our shows, so if you've missed part of this, you can go into our website and download our archives or just listen to them. Christina's at the helm, and Trish Clark is here with me today. It's Thursday.
And of course, it's Thursday morning. Love Thursdays. And it's 69 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 91 and a low this evening of 64. And on Friday, showers and a high of 65. Friday night, a low of 60. And on Saturday morning, we're going to be a high of 75 and a low of 60 Saturday night. Sunny. On Sunday, it's going to be sunny again and back up a little bit, a high of 83, a low of 61. Labor Day, nice 88, and an evening of 63. Great weather going into our fall. We're loving every minute of it. The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Our guest is Clint Curtis, who 20 years ago or 30 years ago, was given the job to write the code for the first electronic voting machine, but also was said, also write the code of how to hack into it. And he did it, but he also reported it, and nothing really has happened except both sides rubbed their hands in glee and said, how can we hack into this? Also with us is Beth Beasel and Holly Kessler. Beth's from Texas and gave us a story about thousands of names appearing, and Holly's story was that thousands of names disappeared. One whole precinct came out zero for the Democrat, and it was a Democrat precinct, and when they recounted, she won the election. So
we're going to go now to a solution, but let's remind everyone, Carl, that this evening, if they want the rest of this story and get all of the facts about these things, they can listen to all these people at the Holiday Inn for Hilltop Drive. Doors open at 5, 6 o'clock, program starts, and they can hear all of these presentations. And I encourage those that don't buy this, show up and get the other side of the story and see if maybe you can't be swayed that there is some evidence that shows that these elections have been hacked for years.
I've been very skeptical of this. When people think about elections being taken, they think of hundreds and millions, hundreds of thousands and millions of votes, but that's not what it is. It could be just hundreds of votes in different precincts that make the difference, total difference in a state. Okay, how do we fix this?
Well, basically, we have to get rid of the machines. We can't have them count our ballots ever, because no matter how much you want to trust them, there's no way you're ever going to be able to keep up and check them. So eventually you have to go back to paper ballot, hand-marked paper ballot. You can't have the machine mark it for you, because then it's never going to be right either. In Texas, they have a little barcode with like 5-point font, so it's a waste of time. Don't do that. Just hand mark paper ballots. A part of the problem with some of these administrators is that they're afraid to do that because they think it's going to be too hard, because they've been conned into thinking it's going to take too long, it's too expensive, it's too complicated, and none of that is true. So we've been going around showing this solution, which is nothing more than a LED system with a little calculator button that people can sit down and do the tabulations. They will be able to see that it's faster, it's more accurate. Everything's on camera, so everyone can watch every ballot and every ballot being counted in every precinct. It can be streamed or it can just be video, but I would prefer streaming because you want it live. But that will control the flow. It also separates the counting process from the poll book, because if they're not both computers, the counting process will not know how many voters to go find that aren't voting and inject them into the system. Because it's very simple to do.
So you're taking the paper ballot, you're putting it on a screen.
Yeah, you shoot a camera over camera over the top of the system, so you see the counters.
And then you just count. Now, they're saying, though, and I think in our elections, you can't count them all in one time. You have to count all the federals, then all the governors,
right,
then all the, you know, all those. So right, it's not like one person can look at this, but they could look at one of them and then pass it. Is
right,
that the idea?
They have tried to make it as hard as possible to succeed. So they keep passing rules so that there is no way to get away from the machines. I call that the tyrant class, because they want to control your machines, and they'll do everything they can to keep that from happening. We're going to show them that it's possible to do this. It's cheaper. It will cost next to nothing, especially if you use the – because other countries do this, by the way. I've been talking about this for 20 years. Most countries actually switched that were concerned. Germany switched in 2004 after the testimony. I talked with them. Cases were filed. It's now unconstitutional to use machines counting an election in Germany. Because
so they're doing it.
They count them by hand every time.
And does it take 3 or 4 weeks to get the election results?
It takes one day, one night.
How many people – okay, say we have 60,000 votes here,
okay,
12 races, just 12. Sometimes it's more, sometimes less. It's just 12. How long? How many people? How long?
Well, essentially, you count them by precinct. I always go for an hour. Try and get it done in an hour, because that way people aren't bored, and you get them in there, they can have fun, you know, count for an hour, party for three. So you can get them done in an hour. It just depends on how many boxes you want to set up to count, how many stations. Getting the voters is not that hard. Most people, we can't get voters because we can't get volunteers. What happens in other countries, which is what everybody does, is they use the civic system, like the juries, where you have a jury and you get a summons and you show up and you do their thing. In Germany, you get a summons to come in and be a counter. So you come in that night, you counter. Most people in Germany prefer the election system to going to sit on a jury, as you can imagine, because you get to wave out of the jury if you got selected for your civic duty with the election. So,
well, that's not going to be set up overnight. So
that can be set up instantly.
Well,
we already have it in the jury system. We just have to make it so that we can do it together.
Can volunteers do it?
Volunteers can do it as well.
Now, now who's checking to make sure that Carl says he's kind of looking over my shoulder and go
the camera?
Well, you've got two of them counting.
Uh-huh.
One will read and punches counter. The other will punch a counter. Then you switch off. The other guy reads and punches.
And somebody's checking to make sure that Trish says to me Smith, and I put Smith and not Jones.
Right, because they should be offsetting each other. But beyond that, there's a camera over you. So if you do decide to cheat and do Smith instead of Jones, Jones is going to catch you. Because if he loses, he's checking.
Because Jones's people are there. And
well,
Smith's people.
They don't have to. They'll be able just to watch it.
Well, that's what I mean. I mean, but they're watching.
Yeah, it's almost like an instant recount system going on. So
I'm looking at it. It's not helping you all, but I'm looking at the photo of how it works.
Yeah. And if you want to see that, you can come to the Holiday Inn tonight.
That's pretty
and
cool.
See it on the screen.
Or hold it up to the mic.
I tell you what you've done today. You have. Oh, okay. She's still showing me pictures, and I'm just going, yeah, okay. This kind of reminds me of the time I had people here with, you know, that were deaf, and they were talking among themselves. I mean, for a couple minutes, trying to, you know, about an answer, and we all just, I just hummed.
There you go.
I tell you what, I strongly encourage people, if you totally disbelieve in this, that Clint is wrong. He's just wrong, and this is impossible, and it's just a bunch of rabid Democrats, which, you know, that are doing this, or Republicans. I urge you, just go to the Holiday Inn tonight and watch it, because he has now got me thinking, I can see how this happens, because I've been hacked. You've been everybody gets hacked. And if you can hack through all these, quote, firewalls, imagine how you could hack into an election. And it doesn't have to be a million votes.
And I want everybody.
It just has to be 2 or 3%.
Or maybe one vote per precinct.
Everybody out there who is intent
on... Because they know what the count is.
They know what the count is. They know what the numbers are.
They know what they have to have.
I want to encourage everybody out there who is intent on recalling Kevin Cry because he wants to get rid of the machines. This is your opportunity before you sign the recall, before you vote, to come in and see the other side. See why this decision was made by the majority of the Board of Supervisors in Shasta County. They ran on doing this. Come and look at that before you make your final decision.
Are you selling the new counting systems? Okay. Anybody could come up with this. I mean, all you're looking at is something that looks at the papers it comes through.
That's all
it could be anything.
And it's all separated out.
And it's separated.
So you can't hack it.
Well, I tell you what. Here's the thing for me. I would rather have something like this, even if I believe that the machines are 99% perfect. It only takes 1%.
It only takes 1%. And people will trust it. Because right now, no one trusts it. Are you Republicans or Democrats?
Republican.
Republicans.
Neither.
Is Biden your president?
No.
Trump wasn't ours.
There you
because
go.
Because we didn't trust it. And when we have the head of the country that is only representing half of the country, that's a problem. If we knew the election was valid, and I knew my side lost, I would accept it. Like, okay, well, that guy won.
Well, we did that for years.
It started with Bush, with the hanging chad.
With the hanging chad, I think, was when everybody kind of got,
And they said that, you know, he was robbed. And then Hillary Clinton said she was robbed. And people forget that every election has been, you know, complaints.
Has been challenged. And you hear every day on the
We'll talk about the hanging chad tonight.
Right. Okay. You know, I'll never forget that picture. The guy's like, how good is that chad hang?
That's an invented problem.
So, Holly... Is there a light at the end of the tunnel?
I think so. Okay. It doesn't seem that way, but there is hope. We're making progress.
Is there it and Beth? I mean, y'all from Georgia's going purple, and
no, we're not. We're solid red.
Okay,
we're solid red.
Well, maybe not in Fulton County. And Beth, look at you all. You got Austin there, that but it's surrounded by the rest of Texas, so you can kind of like. Embargo them.
Alston is weird.
Okay.
But I want to tell you what was said in Texas at an election law training at the Secretary of State's office a couple weeks ago. The election administrators were in there complaining, there's a hand count roadshow, hand count tour going all over the state. It's a circus. They're crazy. Don't let them in. They're lying to you because we've got several teams going around the state showing how you can hand count ballots and telling people why you must get rid of the machines. A very high-level person at the Secretary of State's office said about this hand count business, it's not going away. It's a movement. It is a movement in Texas. So to answer the question you asked, Holly, yeah, there's hope because people are seeing the light now.
We need a state like Florida. Because Florida's always gotten there, you know, it takes us forever to get, you know, results. Florida's always had results quicker. You need states like Texas, Florida, you know, big voting populations, and you get that done in a day. That's all it takes. And then the other states will start rolling. They say California leads the nation. I don't think so. I think if you had state after state after state saying this can work, it can be done that night, it's fair, that it would kind of start to maybe overwhelm California. Who knows?
Well, we used to get our election results here, 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
You got the absentee ballots in about 9, 10 o'clock. You got the results by 11 o'clock. You knew whether you'd won the race or you didn't. And we haven't changed that much. The population of Shasta County has not changed that much in the last 30 years. And we used to do the hand counts. There's absolutely no reason. I mean, I ran in four elections. I know when we got the results, we knew we'd come down to the courthouse. Everybody'd be congratulating the winner of the races. It didn't. We got the results that night. It might change a little for a couple of days.
They were
this is insane that we can't do it now.
But they were using a scanner like, you know, like the multiple choice. You know, it would scan it through them and count them.
Well, like you can count those, but I can cheat the scanner. It's still a computer.
Well, that's if you can, if it's something that tabulates, mm-hmm. it can be hacked.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know why people don't accept that, because I accept that as a fact. Then why don't I accept that machines can be hacked?
Because well, that's a lot more important, isn't it?
I do now. They can be. I'm talking to the guy that wrote the hacking.
And it's really not a matter of if, but when and how much damage.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be
nice to be clear in your mind that the election was not hacked and that was actually the will of the people?
It would be great if Shasta County could be the stalking horse on this.
So it would.
We did it.
Amen. I think we can record that.
And we want the Secretary of State reps sitting right here and watching it.
Well, tell us it was wrong. Once we do this thing in Shasta tonight, I will go down and talk with Gavin Newsom and with the Secretary of State and see if I can get them back on board.
They're going to actually talk to you?
Well, we'll see.
Okay.
Gavin Newsom talked with me in 2010 about this very thing and was on board. All the Democrats were on board back then. It's the Republicans that were a little on the stubborn side and weren't going anywhere. Mm-hmm. Now the Republicans are all bored, and suddenly the Democrats have backed off, which is crazy. But
in the state of California, the Democrats ought to listen because they control the whole state.
They used to be completely on board. I worked with Deborah Bowen in 2004 on the reform measures to make California more secure. So I've worked with these people. I know them. Hopefully I'll be able to persuade them to come back. If not, you have to wonder if they have some vested interest to try and hold on to these machines.
Of course they do. You know what? Power mm-hmm. corrupts. I don't care who it is. Eventually it's going to...
And absolute power corrupts, yeah, absolutely.
That mm-hmm. if you could say, we're going to count them, here's the solution, we can count them all in a day or 2 days, even 2 days.
How about an hour?
Well, I'm just...
Well, it was, what, almost a month before we got the results of the last election.
Yeah,
Netherlands called in 2018. The Russians had hacked in. They thought it was the Russians, right? So they were all spooky, and they called me because I do this thing, and they said, how can we keep these people out of our machines? And I say, you put them in a nice paper box, nice and tight, and then you throw them in the ocean because you are not keeping anybody out.
No.
They did it. It was 6 months before their election. They revised their system. They hand-counted. One night, I think it took about 3.5 hours, and they're done. And they'll never go back. Although there will be machine companies pressing them to go back. There's always that force that says, try this, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. You've got to get to a breakfast. We got to take a break. Thank you so much for coming in, Clint. I hope it's not the last time.
Sounds good.
And Holly and Beth, thank you for your, you know, getting involved with this thing.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's too important not to. Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
A fresh cup of coffee and ending up purchasing the bottom of the pot. At Kent's Weekly Groceries, they've solved that problem with their new bean-to-cup freshly brewed coffee, hot or cold any time of the day. It's freshly ground and brewed on demand to your preference. Just one of the many specialty items available every day at Kent's Meats and Cafe Deli, where you'll find USDA choice meats, fresh produce, snack sticks, sandwiches, salads, side dishes, and so much more every day of the week. Served up with old-fashioned friendly service second to none. At Kent's Meats and Grocery and Cafe Deli, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., 7 days a week, 1 mile south of the Reading Airport.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties, and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Are Shasta County elections safe from hacking? Hi, this is Chairman Jones of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors inviting you to my second town hall meeting August 31st, 6 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive, Reading. With special guest Clint Curtis, a computer programmer who testified before Congress that he created a program to change the results of an election and not be detected. This event is open to the public and free. Chairman Jones Town Hall Meeting, August 31st, 6 p.m. Holiday Inn on Hilltop Drive, Reading, California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. This is going to be a short segment, but we got the rest of the day to talk to Camille King here. This portion of the show brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs, a great company out of Anderson, California. They have it all. Tractors, backhoes, from small to large, for something on your own property, or if you got a job that takes two or three pieces of big equipment, they have it. You can lease it, or you can buy it. They have it all. They're located at 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson. You can give them a call at 530-221-6800. And Trish and I are here with Camille King. And Camille, tell us about yourself.
Well, I'm a resident of Shasta County. I've lived here over 20 years, and most of that time has been in the Gateway District. I'm a mother of two and care very deeply for the kids that are in the community. So in seeing some of the stuff coming down from the state right now, I just felt like we needed more involvement in the school boards, people that are just dedicated to making sure that the students are getting what they need in school.
You're running for election there.
I am running for the Gateway Unified School District governing board.
And y'all have been just having just an adventure down there in the Gate. Is that the right word? An adventure down at the Gateway School District.
Yeah, it's Yeah, there's been.
Been interesting.
It's interesting. Been,
that, you know, in the Chinese term, interesting.
Yeah. In my opinion, honestly, sometimes things need to shake up a little bit to get some forward momentum. I know I went to the last board meeting, and it felt like the morale was really high. There was good energy. I think there's definitely positive changes in the future for Gateway.
Well, you know, from everybody agreed on the new superintendent, it seems like, but the brouhaha started with the old superintendent that was there. And a 3-2 vote, and then things just went off the tracks after that. Okay.
So you're running for the seat that was vacated when Cheryl Clifford retired.
Yes, I'm running for the vacated seat.
Okay. Gotcha.
We're going to take a break. Like I said, we were really off track when we had here with our last guest. But we're going to take a break, and we'll be back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. It's across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. It's the only place I've had my haircut since I've lived in Redding, 16 years now. Never had a bad haircut. In fact, I was there Tuesday. It's a veteran-owned business, locally owned, locally operated. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. It runs by appointments. So now, does that mean every time? Well, if you go in there and there may be a spot open, then you can get in that way. But making an appointment works out real well. Give them a call at 530-244-9478. Man's Last Stronghold. It's a barbershop. Let me say it again. It's not a styling salon. It's a barbershop. We'll be right back.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Come join us for a night of dinner and auction. Shasta County Republicans present Denim and Diamonds Fundraising Dinner, supporting Republican candidates at the county, state, and national level. Catered by Fat Daddy's Barbecue, fantastic prizes, guns, drawings, and games. Featured speaker to be announced Saturday, September 9th. Reading Senior Center doors open at 4 p.m. Tickets can be purchased at ShastaGOP.org or call 530-356-6429.
At Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, we serve great food and drinks at affordable prices with friendly service. Open 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From our homemade soups, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh. And we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Daily specials and prime rib any time of the day. Meet your friends at Lulu's Eating and Drinking Establishment, where Pine Street meets Cypress Avenue.
Experience Mexican food at its finest at Ralaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading, featuring delicious breakfast burritos with your choice of sausage, ham, bacon, potatoes, steak, and machaca. Also, al pastor, a traditional Mexican dish filled with seasoned roast pork and toppings. They also offer fish tacos, shrimp tacos, vegetarian tacos, rolled supreme tacos, chicken or beef burritos, quesadillas, taco salads, carne asada, and more. Ralaberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street is open for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m., and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout. That's 530-605-0724. Ralaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Do you realize that today many in Israel who haven't found Jesus Christ as their Messiah are expectantly awaiting Messiah's coming to initiate his kingdom? They pray at the Wailing Wall regularly. Christian believers, of course, recognize the Messiah has come and that he is our Lord Jesus Christ and will set up his kingdom following the rapture and the tribulation.
What book in the Bible addresses why Jesus is truly the Messiah?
It's the Gospel of Matthew. In Matthew's day, many Jews found it hard to understand how Jesus Christ could be the Messiah since he was crucified instead of setting up his kingdom, crucified rather than crowned.
Now's your chance to learn why the kingdom was postponed on Tuesdays, September the 5th to December the 11th, from 10:30 a.m. to 11:10 a.m. at Shasta Bible College and Graduate School, taught by Dr. George Gunn. This is Chaplain Jane D'Angelo with Dr. David Nicholas. Don't miss this convenient three-unit hybrid class that you can do partly at home for credit or audit.
That's right. Call 530-221-4275 today. That's 530-221-4275.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. We are streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and you can go to our archives. Just go to KCNR1460.com, go to Free Fire Radio, and go to archives about, 10 after 9 today, and you will be able to listen to the whole show. In fact, you could listen to every show from the day we started 14 years ago, if you choose to do that. This portion of the show is brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury, and work injuries can be life-changing, give Patrick a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. Employers want to get their people back, but it sometimes comes down to insurance companies and the problems that people have with that. Well, Patrick understands this law perfectly. And he's the guy to help you. He's going to fight for you. 530-262-2168 today. Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. And we're with Camille King, who's running for the Gateway Unified School District open seat. She's a mom. She, as she said, the last school board meeting she went to, some good energy there. So what do you want to achieve?
Why
are you running?
Right now, I feel like the state is passing laws. Well, they've got some laws in motion right now, and then there have been multiple bills that have been coming down the line to limit parents' involvement in their children's lives. And I really feel like the school board has a role they can play in protecting that relationship between parents and children, and at the same time supporting the students and the teachers. Teachers are a very valuable part of the kids' lives as well. So my number one thing is to really try to protect the relationship between parents and students, but also, and actually I should say that's my number two, my number one is to make sure that our focus as a school board is to make sure that it's education, extracurricular arts that are being provided to the students so that they're getting the best education they can, protecting that parent relationship, and then supporting teachers by making sure they're provided the tools and empowered to the best of our ability as a school board to empower them so that they can do the best job they can do.
And that's for the benefit of our children, because that's the way a system's got to work.
Absolutely.
In order for our children to be educated and take their proper place in society.
Mm-hmm. The what's your biggest fear that could happen with the state doing things? I mean, I just had a story yesterday where a mom sued the school district because they were transitioning her daughter without her knowing about it, and she sued them, won $100,000 settlement, and it didn't go to court like maybe it should have, because she knew nothing about it, and then her daughter decided to remain a female, and there's other horror stories you read out there, but she never knew about it, and is this something that parents have to be aware of or frightened of?
I don't like to feel frightened. I don't want to say parents should be frightened. It's something to fight for is protecting the relationship. And so when you're talking about them not knowing, the parents not being informed, that is a problem. It is definitely something that, it's a threat to the kids. It's a threat to the families. So my biggest fear, if we keep going down this way, is more that there's going to be kids that their focus is not on receiving an education, and they're getting these things thrown at them when they're at ages where they're not knowing exactly what their future looks like, and they're making big lifelong decisions without their parents even being able to bounce ideas off them or support them. And if the kid doesn't have, like, if they're thinking they need to make this huge life decision and they're not focusing on their education, then when they're adults, they're not going to be able to succeed. They're not going to be able to hold a good paying job. They're not, you know, they're not going to have the tools that's necessary for them to get by. So for me, it takes away from education. Not only that, but when you're, you know, it does affect their mental well-being and for students, and it separates families. So there's so much that can come down from this, not, you know, parents not being aware of what's going on in their children's life.
The fact is that since COVID, our test score, well, before COVID too, but especially since COVID lockdowns, the test scores have dropped dramatically. I mean, horribly throughout the country. How do you get those test scores back?
So I'm not exactly sure how to get the test scores I'm back, not, but I do know.
I'm just saying is that there's the emphasis on education with all these other things in this, mm-hmm. this boiling pot of social issues, that how do we get, and I'm not saying we're not in many cases, but how do we get it so that kids are getting an education where they, when they move to the next grade and when they graduate from high school, that they have that background? And what we're seeing is that's not happening.
Yeah. So what?
And school boards are the ones who control this.
Correct. So it just needs to be that the tools are put into the education. So the teachers need to be supported. They need to. I honestly feel there could be some budget allocation where teachers are getting all of the tools they need and maybe better pay if that. I don't know exactly what they're paid. I don't know the budget right now, so I can't tell you. But I know that right now, there seems to be an imbalance at Gateway where the tools aren't going into the learning for the students, and that is something that I know the school board can control. But really, it's just about making sure that we're keeping the stuff out of the schools that doesn't need to be in the schools, and making sure that the focus is purely on the education.
We need to get back, in my opinion, to teaching our children the requirements that they need, and let the mental and religious and those kind of things be taught in the home as they should be, and shape those things, and spend more time on teaching them to read and to write and to calculate and history, those things. We need to get back to the basic curriculum and caring more about what they learn as opposed to how they feel.
Exactly.
I don't know, maybe you don't agree, but wouldn't you agree, though, that a lot of times kids have a way of hiding things from their parents that come out in schools, and there are caseworkers there that can identify problems these kids are having. Now, maybe they do have a bad time at home, but sometimes it could be something else, bullying or something. Mm-hmm. But it's so important that we still have that mental health help there, but then you got to bring in the whole neighborhood. Then,
yes. Yeah, then you need to. Yeah, if you. Yeah,
I don't want to put words in your mouth.
No, it's fine. And one thing that I, you know, it's an old saying, but it takes a village to raise a child. It takes the parents and the teachers and the staff at the school. But what you were talking about, as far as them noticing if there is something going on at home, they have laws in place for that. If a counselor or a teacher suspects there's something going on at home, there are mm-hmm. ways to go through that. But
yeah,
for a child to go through, like, through feeling like they're in the wrong body, or to feel like, you know, or whatever the issue is, if they're going through something and they don't have the support of their parents, that's not going to help them for their future. It's not going to help them to be able to learn. It's not going to help them to be balanced. And if my child, like, thinking about it, if they were to be going through a transition or wanting an abortion or something, if my child were doing that without the support of me, my heart would break for them that they felt like they had to go through that alone. And because nobody can love a kid like their parents can.
Well, and see, what they're doing is they're automatically assuming that families are not going to support them.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
And there are cases where family doesn't support them. But
right.
I would say the vast majority would be the families would support them and want to be there for them. See, they're basing this all on a small number as opposed to what's Right.
Well, and the basic thing is children go through, I mean, we say that you're a girl, you're a tomboy. And I was a horrible tomboy my entire life. I thought my mother, I mean, I was never going to want to wear a dress and do the things she wanted me to do because I'd rather hang out with my dad and go fishing and work in the workshop and those things. But that's not, you don't want to encourage it and say, oh, okay, she wants to be a boy and then do something permanent. You've got to just work with them and see what's happening. I think most parents are willing to do that. Mm-hmm. And if a child really believes that, but the majority of them just go through stages, and they're not old enough at 5 and 6 and 10 years old to make that kind of a life decision.
And even as a teenager, they're not.
Well, no, they're not.
I remember when I was a teenager, and there were things that I was afraid to talk to my parents about. First off, I'll go to your subject, and there were times I was a big tomboy too. And I wish, like, why did I have to be a boy and a girl, you know?
Yeah.
I like to hunt with my dad. That's one of my favorite things to do. I like to fish. And then I grew up, and I was like, you know, I'm glad I'm a woman. You know, and I'm glad.
You can do
both. I can still be a woman.
Yeah. Yes. And then there were some things that, you know, when I was a teenager, I was deathly afraid to tell my parents. I was, you know, oh, my gosh, my mom and dad are going to be so mad. And then when I finally told them, they're like, oh, yeah, let's help you through this. And so I understand how it is to be a kid, too, and to worry about what your parents are going to think. But most parents are going to love their kids through problems. You know, most parents are not going to.
Okay, we're here with Camille King, who's running for Gateway Unified School District. How do people get a hold of you?
Well, on my website, which is CamilleKingForGateway.com, on the bottom there's a contact tab, and it reaches my email.
Okay.
Yeah, and which is CamilleCK44@gmail.
When's the election?
The election is November 7th.
Okay, so next November.
Mm-hmm. And because of mail-in ballots, people will...
You mean we're talking...
No, November 7th of 2023.
So we're talking about a month, 2 months.
Yes. So in 1 month, people will start receiving ballots in a little over a month.
And if you have any questions, you can reach out to Camille, and you'll be more than happy to talk to them.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being with us today.
Can I say one more
thing? Keep going.
In my opinion, this is not a parents versus teachers. So when I'm standing up for parents' rights, it's about parents with teachers. It really takes both for the proper education of the child.
Absolutely. The teacher is a very 100%. Important part. They can shape that mind. I can got teachers in my background that made such a difference in my life. So we want to be sure to foster that relationship between the parents and the teachers so that we're both working towards the benefit of our children.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, that's a good way to end. All right. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
What's more disappointing than wanting a fresh cup of coffee and ending up purchasing the bottom of the pot? At Kent's Weekly Groceries, they've solved that problem with their new bean-to-cup freshly brewed coffee. Hot or cold, any time of the day. It's freshly ground and brewed on demand to your preference. Just one of the many specialty items available every day at Kent's Meats and Kathy's Deli, where you'll find USDA choice meats, fresh produce, snack sticks, sandwiches, salads, side dishes, and so much more every day of the week. Served up with old-fashioned friendly service second to none. At Kent's Meats and Grocery in Kathy's Deli, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., 7 days a week, 1 mile south of the Reading Airport.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Right.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Are Shasta County elections safe from hacking? Hi, this is Chairman Jones of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors inviting you to my second town hall meeting August 31st, 6 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive, Reading. With special guest Clint Curtis, a computer programmer who testified before Congress that he created a program to change the results of an election and not be detected. This event is open to the public and free. Chairman Jones Town Hall Meeting, August 31st, 6 p.m., Holiday Inn on Hilltop Drive, Reading, California.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in our last segment. This is just run by like a...
Well, the morning, just like the month of August, it just goes before you can blink.
This is what we've had on this week. Okay, let's just talk about this.
Yeah.
We had Jason Miller come in on Tuesday, or was it Wednesday? Wednesday. Came in talking about crime. And the whole chat room was clogged. The phone calls all the time
because that's a huge issue.
It's a huge issue.
And people have it's had it with the break-ins
issue.
And the.
This today with the. I'm telling you what, I am looking at this with a new eye about how you can hack into these machines. And anybody with common sense, and I think I've got some common sense, would say, yeah. I mean, if it's a machine, you can hack it. I mean, when major facilities like a California University of California system gets hacked and locked down,
mm-hmm.
you know, by people and say, pay us $1 million, we'll unhook it.
Well,
but to have that, and then tomorrow, and then hey, somebody's running for a school board. That's important around here. Tomorrow, Doug Emhoff is going to be on. We've got. It's just And I'm not saying it because of us, but I hope we're fulfilling the mission of being a community radio station.
Well, and I think that's important. And I know as I go through the community, people are listening. They want us to cover those things that impact their lives. And we don't always get a lot of phone calls during a show, but the people out there are listening. I appreciate that, and I appreciate it when they come up to me and say, you know, we listen to you on the radio. We like that. Because I think it's so important that you let the people know what's happening. There's so much happening in this community. So many things they need to be involved in, and like this thing tonight. Especially if they're on the other side of this issue, come and listen. At least listen to the possibility that the elections we had in here today, a Democrat and Republicans, and they all agree It's not the Democrats. It's not the Republicans. It's a certain segment of our population that across the United States and across the world that wants to control everything. You need to recognize that and be aware of it. Make a difference and get things done that you can change, and you can change it, but it has to start at the local level.
You know what would be interesting is they say you can't do it, right, is to do it in conjunction and show there's a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be there's no difference. But the thing is if it's a machine, it can be hacked.
His
methods of doing it, he says you can do it in an hour. I don't know if that's true.
I don't know. When Andrew, you're going to go tonight, and he's going to show you how that can happen. I know that I've listened to some of those things. I've listened to a lot of telecasts. Mm-hmm. The Netherlands is one that I did watch.
With Germany. I didn't realize Germany switched all the way over to paper ballots.
Because they were saying that their elections had been hacked on a pretty regular basis in these other countries, and some of them decided that they didn't want that to happen. Some of them are perfectly happy with it, but when he starts comparing with our election is just like Russia's election, that kind of makes you stop and think, and if there's a possibility that that's true, then I want to do everything that I can make sure that it's not true.
And the one thing that you and he were talking, and we all agree on, if you thought that election was fair and honest and Biden won, would Biden be your president?
Oh, absolutely.
But because there's that doubt, and there's been that doubt in several elections, this has happened and this has happened, people then start, and a larger majority and a lot of independents are thinking, was this election truly fair and honest? And and that is the one thing we cannot give up.
I think that one of the things that, when it was off the air, but you made a statement about Georgia being purple, and she said, oh my gosh, no, it's blood red. And I think the point she made off of the air is that we have to understand that we're listening to a media that is forming our opinions, and they're telling you, and they're doing, shaving a little off each precinct so it makes it look like it's purple. She said, they're in the middle of the Bible Belt, they're blood red, there's no chance in anybody's imagination that Georgia is anything but a Republican state. And yet, the perception is built out there by the media that we listen to.
Well, you know, what it's going to take is a state, one state, to do it. And it'd be great if it was a large state with a lot of voters.
Yeah.
But it could be Idaho. I mean, maybe Idaho votes by paper. I don't know. But it's going to take a large state to say, we're doing away with the machines. This is the way we're going to do it. And to show that it's possible,
and
that it does work.
Well, and as far as the issues we were talking about with the school board, you know, the Anderson Union School Fight District has just passed that thing that if you got something going on with your children, mm-hmm. you're going to have to tell the parents. And two or three other school districts in the state of California have done that. I noticed where the state just filed a lawsuit against the original one. But my point is if a whole bunch of, and it's going to cost those schools that did it a lot of money because they're going to get in a lawsuit. But if a lot of school boards, let's say every school board in Shasta County took that same position, and every school board in Siskiyou County took that same position, they just keep doing that at the local level, then they can go a class action suit. And those are the ways that these things can be solved. You got to start at the local level, and it's got to work its way up. It took a long time to get here. It's going to take a long time to get out of it. It can be done.
Well, you know, with Jason Miller of Lucky Miller's and the stories he was telling, but other people telling stories just like this, you know, there's 150 businesses reached out to him and individuals saying, you know what, we're just about had it. And then last night, Fields Jewelers got their windows broken and all this. Now, Dolores Lucero called, and Dolores said, can you have a class action suit from the businesses suing the city saying we're paying our taxes and our businesses are being destroyed? We're holding you responsible.
Maybe that's what it takes.
I don't know. Can you
reset our
priorities? Can you even do that?
I don't know, but it's worth investigating.
It was, you know what? Good on you, Dolores, for bringing that one up, because maybe you can do that. If you get 100 businesses and say, because of the homelessness and the crime and the people wandering our streets and the people doing these things where customers are afraid to get out of their cars or whatever, that maybe, you know, maybe the city then, because every one of them runs on public safety. Has it gotten better? That's the question you ask in the next election. You run for re-election. Has public safety gotten better?
Okay, I want to make a really good quick point. Yep. They all say they don't have the money. I've been in city government. I've been in county government. I've been in special district government. And I can tell you for a fact, there is money in all of those budgets. If they make it a priority to do that, they can switch their budgets around and they can get back to and the bulk of the money going for public safety. Maybe you give up a little bit maybe in your parks or this or that or something else, but it can be done. And finally, I want to make the point about Frontier Senior
there
Center.
There you go.
Got the breakfast coming up this weekend, and it's a huge breakfast. But we love having everybody there. I want to remind everybody we also have a bake sale going on. So we're going to have all kinds of homemade items. We also have a lady who's been making some fantastic jewelry. And she has given this jewelry to her son and daughter-in-law worked the breakfast with us. And she's given us that jewelry to sell as a fundraiser for the Frontier Senior Center. And it's absolutely gorgeous. That's going to be available this weekend as well. So remind everybody, it's Frontier Senior Center, 8 to 11.
Food's good.
First Sunday of the month.
Yep.
Biscuits and gravy, French toast or pancakes and sausage and eggs. Everything served with a smile, and come down and visit with the best people in the county.
I also want to finish up on this, that it's not the police. You know, somebody said, well, you know, the police. No, this is not the police, and Miller made this real clear. The police come. The police do what they can. But they can only do so much. What about the campgrounds? What about these? There are things that are probably on the laws already that aren't being enforced for whatever reason. It's not the police. We've got a jail who's, you know, that we could put another 150 people in, but we can't because of staffing.
And there are ordinances that the city council can pass that can make these people hassle them to the point where they get so tired of being hassled, they go someplace else.
Yeah. You know what?
Maybe it's another county, let them solve it.
We've tried compassion. Hey, everybody, have a great day. Tomorrow, Doug Lamoff, Congressman Lamoff, will be on. We want to talk about some of the things that are happening up here and back, of course, in the Denizens of Washington, D.C. Have a great day, and God bless America.